You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Oh man, I love when we get breaking Twins news. And I promise this is nothing to do with Twins Fest, nothing to do with anything. This is not me being tongue in cheek. It's kind of tongue in cheek. Jim Bowden, former Major League general manager, and he's been kind of a baseball insider like the last 10 years, and he on MLB Network Radio, Sirius XM, just said, quote, "There's a possibility the Twins come in and pick Correa out from under the New York Mets' noses."
I have a real concern with this, though. Is it being fair to Kyle Farmer if we bring back Carlos Correa?
What did we promise Kyle Farmer?
Yes, when we got Kyle Farmer, we built him up into a replacement. And now, if they get Correa back, oh, man, can you imagine the Twins Twitter the first time Carlos takes two games in a row off in April because he's a little bit give me your new these idiots. See, this is going to prove the Ricey theory that the Twins were going to be cheap SOBs if they didn't sign Correa, and now these same people are going to turn around. They're idiots to sign Correa because he's got a bad leg, and they're so stupid. The Twins cannot win with.
I don't know if anyone knows the answer here, but when we say the Twins are back in, they might come in and swoop Carlos Correa back. Would it be for like another short-term deal with outs, or would it be a 10-year contract? Would they be the team that commits to the marriage despite two other teams having questions about his physical status?
I can see them committing to the 10-year, $289 million with a 5-year opt-out for both parties, you know, that, you know, after 5 years, the Twins can get out of it or Correa can get out of it. He'd still be, what, 32 or 3 then, so. If he plays every game, if he plays 140 games a year, then you just keep rolling, right? I don't know what the hell's going on, but it might be the most money that's out there now, huh?
Yeah.
$289. Yeah.
How desperate does this look? So the Giants got him, and I'm like, I'm not sure. The Mets got him, and so like, don't forget about us, Carlos. We're still here for you.
Well, I don't think it's a bad look for them. How's it a bad look for them? They had the offer on the table. If they end up coming back to them, so what?
No, but I mean, they keep being used, though. Like that's the thing is, like they're the fallback plan.
They're the fallback to the fallback. They're like third fallback.
They're the third date to prom. Like, you know what, Susan? I'll take you to prom if the first two girls I ask don't go.
I agree with Judd, and I agree with Pat. I'm in. All right, that's great. I don't have a prom date yet. I don't have a shortstop.
Yeah, I don't have a shortstop, and I do have a doctor who's supposed to be pretty good who cleared him when he left here, you know. Now, what they're finding, I have no idea. Maybe potential for arthritis or something in this injury from when he was 19 years old, which has not limited him in any way to this point, right? He's never missed time because of anything related to this, so...
If it was for the 10 years, 285 or whatever it was, let's say it's the original Twins deal. Uh-huh. There's no player options, no team options, just a straight 10-year deal. Are you guys in? If you're the Twins, are you, even with all the long-term supposed medical questions, are you in?
No.
I got to go back and take another look. But hell yes, what do I care?
You know, I'm in too. It's not my money.
You know what the key is?
And then I'll rip him in 5 years.
The key is the Diamond Awards. He's supposed to get 5 of the trophies, for God's sakes.
When is that? When is the Diamond Awards?
It's in like a few weeks, right?
That's why it's coming back.
For Twin Fest, Declan. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
It'd be perfect timing if you could bring him up there 5 times.
Bally's would be so happy.
Yes, they would be fantastic. Yes.
So I wonder if. I wonder if part of the problem with this whole thing too is, and it's not being discussed, but I wonder if the Giants and Mets have found that they can't get insurance on the contract. Because if you can't insure this puppy, you ain't doing this thing.
Yeah, the Giants are saying that they got a bad rap, and that they wasn't really that they didn't wait till the last minute to back out. But Correa was in the hotel with his family, ready to go to the press conference. But the Giants are trying to make it sound different than that. I don't know. Maybe they. How would we know? We're just all throwing.
I will say, here's what this kind of smells like to me, because there's also a New York Post article by John Heyman, and not to disrespect a very good MLB insider, but he tends to be on the inside of a lot of Scott Boras information throughout the years.
Yes.
And so he is saying in his article that, the Mets and Correa have ran into some issues. And he is also saying that there are some talks happening with outside teams. He references the Twins. So he's also floating that the Twins are maybe swooping in here. So this could be Scott Boras just being Scott Boras, right? All right. Well, we ultimately want the Mets to get going here. So let's rekindle the flame with one of our backup plans and then go. Hey,
which was now, was there one of, none of those were, wasn't 330 the maximum one he was going to get, or was he going to get 350 from the Mets?
The Mets deal was 315-12.
315, and the Giants deal was 330. Did you see what Rafael Devers' agent got?
311?
331. 331 they wanted to get. So now Scott's, more, a million more than Scott was going to get maximum on that deal. So it wasn't just a coincidence they came up with 331.
So I also just listened to this clip from Jim Bowden, and he said the Twins are much more willing to do risks on the medicals and the dollar terms than the Mets and Giants were.
That's right.
That's our history, man. Just throw that money around like drunken sailors, right? What are we going to say about the cheap pull ads? What are we going to say about the cheap pull ads here? Now, why don't they go get some pitching? Come on.
I love how Joe Polad finally gets the Joe Polad gets the pin number to the bank account finally about a month and a half ago, and he's like, it's open vault for anyone who wants to play here. Let's get it.
Wow. Well, I would, when they offered him the 289, were they going to do another physical, or did they feel like they'd already done it?
No, I think there was reports. There were some reports, like Ken Rosenthal, I feel like, reported that once the Twins, if the Twins would have proceeded through the process like the Giants and the Mets did, where, hey, okay, we have an agreement, now we do a physical, that the Twins would have, who knows, maybe they would have ignored what the Mets and the Giants saw. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's so vague as to what they might have seen. I don't know what it's based on the injury he had when he signed. Isn't that what everybody's saying? It's something that he had when he signed. And so you would think that maybe they feel like, it could turn arthritic or something.
It's the cheating microchip device they used in Houston. It's still embedded in his skin.
That's right. It is going to be wonderful to see all the Twins fans who were just savaging them for being cheap are now going to say, they're idiots. Why are they
doing it? This is where Judd and I can stand on solid ground. We never criticize them for being cheap. We criticize them for getting used hilariously. And if it comes back around to where, they just kind of stuck it out as a good third option.
They were never being used in the original deal, because the original deal was, do you want him for 1 year? And the Twins said, yes. They were willing to get themselves a player who might give them a chance to win the horse poop west, which they should have done, except they collapsed.
They picked up a hitchhiker on the way to San Francisco is what they did.
And it worked out really well.
And they didn't even get gas money for it.
If you didn't have him, you wouldn't have had to worry about the collapse last year. We wouldn't be talking about that, right?
With
his stats, with his stats in clutch situations, I'm not so sure that he didn't contribute to the problems for quite a while. Well, great shortstop, though. It's fun to watch a shortstop. I'd watch him again. I don't care.
I would rather have him than Buxton. I'll tell you that. He's got a better chance to – I don't know what the medicals are, but he's got a better chance to play 140 games than – you know, he'll play as many games next season as Buxton will play the next two seasons, but we don't – you know.
Yeah.
I read somebody the other day pointing out, I don't know who it was, one of our guys saying, more evidence of what an incredibly great deal, and it wasn't satirical. This is Buxton is for the Twins because somebody paid a certain amount. You know, it was some comparison of, you know, Buxton's he doesn't play. You cannot suggest that it's a good deal, but this is it'll create some Twins conversation, which has been lacking, that's for sure.
It has. Yeah. I don't know that Michael Wacha was going to move the needle when they signed him.
Is that happening or what?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, why would they then turn around and trade Sonny Gray, who's a better pitcher than Michael Wacha?
Is that going to happen?
Well, that was the start of the conversation.
I'll say this. If they sign Michael Wacha, those of you complaining that Chris Archer and Dylan Bundy didn't pitch enough innings are in for a fun surprise with Michael Wacha.
I'm telling you, Wacha would love it.
Is he a five and fly guy?
He's a four and fly guy, I think.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Or he's maybe a five and fly guy who misses 10 starts every year. Either way. Yeah.
Well, we kind of like those guys.
We do.
Yeah.
You know what I heard somebody say the other day on the radio, and I wanted to climb through the radio and strangle them. That everybody wants to go to a six man rotation now, but if to do that we should raise the roster limit to 27, so we can go back to having 14 pitchers.
No.
Yes. Okay. So it wouldn't go into a six, but you wouldn't be punished for going to a six man rotation, which does not address the problem of changing pitchers six times in a game, right?
Yes.
So I don't. But just, you know what?
If you can't figure out how to operate a season with like 12 or 13 pitchers,
yes,
then I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And I also think that there's got to be some restriction as to what are they this five option thing you could only give them you could only option a guy out five times. How about twice? So he can't have him coming over in a cab at 6:30 to join the Twins.
That's the genius of the Twins, Royce. Come on.
God, it drives
put him
crazy.
Right down the road so you can just bring him back and forth.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's I'm not surprised that once the Mets started doing this, I said, he could end up back here. There was never a chance he was, because who else now is going to jump in? You know, who else except?
I think they want the Mets, and they're trying to drum up, okay, if the Mets really aren't going to sign, you know, a 12-year contract, that's what's happening.
I would be very fearful, though, if they're going to Joe Pollad and saying, can we do this? I'm fine. I would be very fearful of Joe Pollad saying, let's do this.
You don't trust Joe?
I don't, not yet. No, I don't trust Joe yet.
The jerseys are great. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, nice guy.
Hey, fire Declan.
Yeah, pay me well.
Yeah. Gave Declan a severance.
Yeah, that was part time. He gave me a severance. What kind of guy does that?
Joe Pollad. The cheap. Yeah. Do you think the Pollads are cheap?
Yeah, cheap? Hell no.
And that station you were working for, that turned out to be a hell of a good investment.
Yes, it did.
Just like Victory Sports, Pat.
A lot of stones being thrown in a glass house here, gentlemen.
Just like Victory Sports. Coming up on Victory Sports.
Bought for 25, sold for 4.
Oh man, a lot of radio success here among the four of us the last ten years too.
That's true. We had the good taste not to buy an FM to save us, though. That was true.
That's true. And you made it to the Radio Hall of Fame out of all this stuff.
Hell yes, I did. I rode Joe's coattails into the Hall of Fame. So.
Oh god.
Oh man, what's your gut telling you about the Vikings? And so the Bears are starting Nathan Peterman. The Bears have the Tankers team secret weapon, Nathan Peterman, to guarantee a loss.
The Vikings are going to try to put pressure on the 49ers by winning, right? So therefore, the Vikings should win. They say they're going to play Cousins. Their offensive line is terrible, but what difference does it make against the Bears? And hopefully nobody else gets hurt. And Soldier Field, you better wear instead of those five stud shoes that you wore last week, or the seven ones, you should wear ones with about 12 on that field down there. You
just 15 stud three, just you're like a dude walking down the field.
I don't know. I think I'm much more interested Sunday on North Dakota State and South Dakota State.
Oh yeah,
than I am the Bears and the Vikings.
Go Bison.
I may not watch it. I my Viking viewing will be provided by NFL highlight show that tells us when somebody's scoring. I refuse to watch that game. It's so rotten, you know. So anyway, I'm not real fired up for that one.
Yeah.
So what people, I hear some people are worried though, they should lose to get a better draft position.
What? Right? Are we starting on that already?
Yeah, we're starting on
that. God, I love football.
Yeah. Was it Judd that said that?
I don't know. You won 12 games. You're not going to get a real good draft position. Yeah. So don't worry about
the last game.
Don't worry about whether you're 21 or 23. Okay, dummy. How about the NFL making the Packers and the Lions play the late night game? God almighty, they're just evil bastards. There's no way those two teams should be freezing their ass off on Sunday night and on a lousy field. Go someplace where the weather's decent and have a Sunny night game. And
I think they love the theater of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. They love the theater of Lambeau. That game could basically be irrelevant by the time it's played. I think if the Seahawks lose, if the Seahawks win, then it's irrelevant for the Lions. Yeah.
Correct.
Who do you like in that game? If it means something.
I got my Lions blue on today.
Okay.
I think the Lions can beat them. I think Packers. The Lions are a better team, but whether that means Green Bay or not. These people who fear Green Bay, give me Green Bay in a moment on at the Dome in a week from now over the Giants. I'll take Green Bay over the Giants in a minute.
Really?
Giants are mean. Giants are nasty. They're going to run through this horse bleep offensive line and kill Cousins. That won't happen against the Packers. They did last time, but they will. The Packers are not good. They've got this winning streak against nobody except the Vikings who went over and puked all over.
Scored 40 points, Pat.
I know, but they stunk. The Vikings gave them 25 of them. So, you know, it's I'd much rather play. Bring on the Packers. I would say in a minute.
I don't fully disagree with Pat here. I don't think the Vikings are in a position to be very confident against any opponent going into the playoffs. But I don't fear the Packers. I'm on team Pat.
And I don't fear them. But I'll take
them. Here's another piping hot take. There's this much difference. See, I got my finger. How do I do that? Like this.
There you go.
There you go. Yep.
There's this much difference between Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers today.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers is the 15th best quarterback in the NFL today.
Whoa.
This is unbelievable. Wait a second.
Actually, that's less of a hot take than
Daniel Jones.
See, Daniel Jones also being like the 14th best quarterback, I think, is a hotter take.
He's not that bad. I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's that bad.
He's very much insulated. I think he's being puppeteered very nicely by a very good offensive coach.
He's a pretty good athlete.
He doesn't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't, he hasn't gone insane like Rodgers has. I think he's still got his mental capacities, which Rodgers no longer has. So I think he's got that going for him. I think the Giants are much, I do not want the Giants because they're mean. They're you know, this guy, I mean, they got a coach over there who looks like a arm wrestler. You know, they're mean. They're going to come in for the playoffs and be tough.
He does look like one of the, what was that Stallone movie from like 30 years ago? He's like a truck driver, arm wrestler guy.
It is so against type for the modern coach, isn't it? It's amazing that hire they made that this guy, but he's, you know, and they show us the, whenever they show you a mugshot of him, they show it from like 3 years ago when before he ate buffalo or something, you know, before he went to the anchor.
He got into some good wings
before
in Buffalo.
He went to the anchor bar and never left. Whatever,
you know. His face is perpetually red and he's too fat, which both concern me a lot about his long-term longevity.
He'll make it to next weekend and they'll be ready to play.
You guys want to know how much we as Americans love the National Football League? I just saw this come across Sportico. So of the 100 most watched TV shows of 2022,
this happens every
82 of them are NFL games.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
82.
Where's baseball, Phil?
Let me see. Are there any other?
And the fact that the fact that we tried to kill a guy last week doesn't mean anything to us.
It was the most watched Monday Night Football game of all time in the ESPN era.
Which
last
one?
Monday. 3 days for this
week.
Oh,
for that quarter, basically, or for whatever
it was. Well, I think everyone tuned in.
Of the 100.
That's why they want to play it again, right? That's why
they're not going to.
They don't want to. They canceled it.
They officially announced that they're not going to try to make it up, right?
Correct. Yeah. And they're going to flip a coin to determine some home field advantage. I don't even get what the potential scenarios are now.
Well, what is it? It's a no contest.
So if the Ravens.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, if the Ravens beat the Bengals this Sunday and the Ravens and Bengals match up for a wild card game, then there will be a coin toss to determine who has the home field advantage in the wild card game. Mm-hmm. Also, in the AFC Championship game, if the Bills or Bengals are the road team against the Chiefs, then there will also be a neutral site game for the AFC title game.
And this all has to be approved by ownership vote today. And the Bengals ownership group is trying to get negative votes today. So this might not happen.
Why would they make it a neutral? Just go on winning percentage. The Bills know what they were getting into. This game's not being played. So, you play it if the Chiefs win and they're the home team.
In other words, boys, there might be a conference championship game for this league at U.S. Bank Stadium.
At USA Bank Stadium. That would
Kansas City? If Kansas City was going to be the team, why not have it here?
Let's run it back-to-back. The Vikings can play the early game in the NFC Championship game and then the AFC game.
The only conference championship game that's going to be played here this year.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah,
thank you.
That was good. You know, finally. Not going to be these guys without Brian O'Neill. Oh, we're all excited, though. Udo is just a great athlete, we said. Oh, man, look out. He's going to kick ass over there playing right now. He might have been the worst guard in the history of the NFL, but wait till we get him out there and tackle. He's going to kill him, man. He's going to just roll on through him.
Oh, man. I have faith in Ole Udo. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. And not only is he great at right tackle, but he'll carry this stiff Ingram right along with him. That'll be great. You know, who's only allowed more pressures than anybody in the history of the NFL. You know.
Pat just doing drive-bys here. Yeah. Just amazing. And
who's playing center?
It's either going to be Chris Reed making his second ever appearance at center or the guy they just picked up off the free agent wire. Yeah, mm-hmm. Greg Mance.
Well. The Bears might want to lose, but it's going to be difficult, but I think they'll be able to do it.
They're going
to
work. They're going to make damn sure they lose. You're right.
Yes, they are.
Yep. All
right,
Pat.
Peterman.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Carlos Correa. What the hell?
We'll see you at the introductory press conference on Tuesday. Yes.
All right. See ya.
All right. There it is. All right. Find Royce Unchained podcast feed, Apple, Spotify, wherever you find podcasts, and the Score North YouTube channel.